Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hello everyone, how are you? My name is Marie, I'm from San José do Rio Preto, and today I would like to talk about something very important in this pandemic time and about some things that I have learned in this pandemic time that was a time that we're not prepared, a situation that we are not prepared to deal with it. So we are not prepared to deal with social distancing, to use masks, to do our activities online. So something that affected me directly was pandemic fatigue. What is it? And what can I talk to you that I have learned with it? So pandemic fatigue is common signs of pandemic fatigue include lack of motivation, changes in eating or sleeping habits, irritability, stress over tasks that would normally be handled well, difficulty concentration, feelings of hopelessness. This pandemic fatigue is a very serious threat to our safety and that of others. If we do not battle with, we may gradually begin to lose our motivation to follow COVID safe practice. Over time, we may become complacent about the virus, even while it continues to spread and kill. Tired of living under restrictions, we may seek greater freedom, which could put us and others at risk. So something that I have learned is that we cannot think that pandemic situation changes because the time has passed, right? Even though we are since March in social distancing and quarantine, the virus is there, is outside, so we need to be careful even though the time has passed. So what I have done to deal with it? I have done things to stay a distance physically but not socially. So I have met my friends online, I stayed connected with them through video chats, phone calls or email and text messages. This helped me a lot. Another thing it is, I made my best of my current circumstances. I focus what and what I can do and not and what I cannot do. Another thing that I have done is I stick a routine. I make a schedule about what have I done, what I need to do in my daily routine. So this helped me a lot and I want to help you too. And I learned that I need to be careful too. This is my podcast and I hope you like it.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILSI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.